Welcome back, everyone, to the High Times Cannabis Cup. We're on day two. It is Sunday, and joining us here at the desk, we have got a philanthropist, if you ask me, a man who's doing a lot of good for a lot of people. Please tell everyone your name and your organization and what you're doing.
Thank you, Russ. My name is Roger Martin. I'm the executive director of an organization, a nonprofit called Operation Grow for Vets.
Oh, yes. Love this organization. We've spoken to a lot of veterans organizations. I'm friends with Michael Kravitz from Veterans for Medical Cannabis Access, and Grow for Vets is doing some great work. Tell them what it is and how this works, how people can help out.
Well, our primary mission is to just simply to give free cannabis, primarily in the form of oil, cannabis oil, to veterans who have PTSD, TBI, other medical issues.
Oh, man, that's amazing. And we're talking about all forms of cannabis oil, not just the CBD oil people hear.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we gave away over $74,000 worth of oil in Colorado Springs about 4 weeks ago. And that particular oil was, I believe, 25% THC and 23% CBD. So it's a very good mix. All the veterans have been using it for about the last 4 months say it's the only thing that's ever helped them with their PTSD. Not one drug the VA's given them has ever helped.
Yeah, we've heard that so many times. Now, Operation Grow for Vets, when and where did you start, and how much have you grown?
Well, we've grown quite a bit, actually. It's kind of been a blur since we went public. We started actually in January of 2014. We went public in May of the same year, and it's just, like I said, we've just it's been a wild ride, to say the least.
And where did you start?
We started it actually in Woodland Park, Colorado, which is where I reside.
And so are we just Colorado-based, or are you expanding beyond the state?
No, we started out in Colorado, and we hope to open chapters in at least six other states in this year. So.
Now, someone out there who's a grower who wants to help you guys out, what do they have to do?
Well, if they're in Colorado or in the future in other states that we open up with, the main thing you can do is donate their trim and shake to us, because that's what we use to make the oil. Some people give us bud, and we use that obviously too.
Well,
that increases the quality. Yeah, thanks for the bonus on that, you know. So, but yeah, that's what we need primarily. And people can donate money. They can go to our website, Grow, G-R-O-W, and the number 4, Vets, V-E-T-S.org. So growforvets.org. Or they can Google us or whatever. They go to our website. They can help us out with financial donation as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, what compelled you to get involved doing this? And what is your background generally? Is this something that was way out of the ordinary for you to get involved with?
Well, actually, it's way out of the ordinary for me to be involved with. I am a veteran, an Army veteran, so that was a natural, I guess. But I have a background in law enforcement. And so it was not like just kind of a curve in the road for me. It was a 180. And what happened was is that the drug of choice they gave me was OxyContin, and by 2010 I was taking 180 milligrams of that a day, and
180 milligrams.
A day.
What's a standard pill?
Well, it depends. They come in anywhere from 10 to 60, and I was
60.
Taking 360s.
Wow.
Yeah, so I mean it was crazy. So anyway, I took 20 to 30 milligrams of Ambien at night, and I could only sleep 1 to 2 hours. Fortunately, I met a doctor in Lake Tahoe who said, "Well, why don't you try cannabis to get off of that?" stuff, and I did, and it worked, and you know, the rest is history, as they say. I met some young vets subsequent to that when I was training a German Shepherd puppy who were training their dog for PTSD. I was in a fortunate position. I didn't need to have an income, and so I thought we'll just give it away, and we'll give it away to veterans. So that's how it all started, Ruth.
See, this is so wonderful and so refreshing, because we're in an era right now that they sometimes call the green rush.
Yeah.
And everybody is looking to make a buck on marijuana as fast as they can, even to the extent, like in Ohio, they're just trying to write it into their constitution, trying to buy their own legalization.
Right.
So an organization like Operation Grow for Vets, where this is altruism, this is truly the giving spirit that is so remarkable about this community. I mean, the marijuana community has always been this way, but the way we're coming together to help our veterans, especially with the post-traumatic stress injury, I don't like to call it disorder.
Well, we don't either, and usually I don't use that. It's just post-traumatic stress, because it really is not a disorder. You're right on with that.
I was always to say, you wouldn't call a crack in your femur a broken leg disorder.
Exactly. You know, the main reason I still, in our printed material, starting next month, we're going to go to PTS, instead of PTSD. The problem is now, of course, at this point, is PTSD is a hot button issue.
Yeah.
So the general public knows it as PTSD. So we're going to start putting PTS, and then in parentheses, put PTSD,
there
just so
go.
They know it's the same thing, right?
You're kind of in that spot that, you know, NAACP is in. The initials are so familiar.
That's
by
right.
Now.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Well, yeah. Whether or not the term is politically correct anymore or not. Yeah.
Right. And we got the TBI, of course, traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
And tell folks how the cannabis oil is helping in that regard, because there's a lot of new understanding about this.
Well, there is. And, you know, and it's a, you know, it's a situation again where cannabis is proving to be literally the only thing that's helping these veterans in terms of anything, any kind of a drug or any kind of an herb or anything like that. There are a lot of organizations that have other wonderful programs that have nothing to do with cannabis. The main thing, especially with PTS, is to, and with TBI too, is to give the veteran something to focus on besides the bad things that are in their head, whether it's raising a dog and having a dog that depends on them for their food and their life and so on and so forth, or if it's an organization that provides them with an outlet through artistic creation or, you know, whatever the case might be. There are a lot of wonderful people out there trying to help veterans right now, fortunately.
Now, we've had Senators Gillibrand, Paul, and Cory Booker, who have sponsored the CARERS Act in the Senate that would alleviate some of the problems veterans are having with access to medical cannabis, even in the states where medical cannabis is legal. There's been movement in the House as far as allowing states' rights to medical marijuana. And so what is the state right now for veterans in the medical cannabis states that are trying to get this oil and get this medicine?
You know, and that, what you brought up is a big issue, Russ. You know, the I'm all about advocating strictly for veterans. I personally, now, based on what I've learned in the last 2 years, I don't think cannabis should be regulated even. I mean, it's just an herb. It's like tomatoes or something, you know. But, you know, the government wants to make money off of it, so that's kind of the route that they've taken. The problem that we face, I get emails and calls from veterans every day primarily saying two things. First of all, they cannot live another day with all the pills the VA shoving down their throat. And then another thing they often say is that they're moving to Colorado so they don't have to be a criminal in their own state. The issue then becomes the fact veterans who don't live in legal states, why should they be treated as second-class citizens when the veterans who are in Colorado or other states where it's medically legal can gain access to the medicine, if you want to call it medicine, that they really need?
Yeah, I've always said, if you're man enough to carry a rifle in the sand, you're man enough to carry a joint in your hand.
Well, that's it. You know, and back in my day, it was, you know, you could, if you were 18, you could drink at the, you know, at the military clubs, you know, regardless of where you're at, what the, because again, the same thing happened with voting, you know, back in the old days, is if you're old enough to die for your country, you ought to be old enough to vote, you ought to be old enough to drink.
Yeah.
And like you said, you should be old enough to have a joint in your hand if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, and of course, politically, I know as these states legalize, they have to start out at age 21 because people want that alcohol comparison. But no, really, I would, you know, if I could wave the magic wand, it would be, I make a qualifier, 18 and your college diploma or your high school diploma.
Absolutely. Hey, that's right on.
And
that's
18 and your high school diploma,
right.
Or GED, whatever. But
right,
we
right,
want
right.
to know that you're going to, you know, if you're going to start smoking weed at 18 or younger, we still want you to be a responsible person.
Yeah, if you start at 15, we want you to get, like you said, a diploma or a degree.
Yeah, get your diploma degree. Right. And then if you don't, well, then it's 21 for you. We got to get weed.
Exactly.
So that's always been my idea. Or if you've enlisted.
Right,
I figured,
exactly.
You know, all right, you've signed up for your country. Yeah,
right.
Here's a joint.
Exactly. Boy, that'd be nice to get at the recruiter's office, wouldn't it?
I don't know how the recruiters are going to look at that one.
Join the Army, get a joint. I like that one. I'll have to float that past them, see how they do.
You see the Uncle Sam poster? Uncle Sam wants you, and he's passing the joint. Oh, that's fantastic.
That's cool.
Well, it's Operation Grow for Vets, and give them out the website address or any contact.
Okay, again, it's growforvets.org. And it's a number 4. So growforvets.org is our website, or you can Google us, either Grow for Vets or Operation Grow for Vets is our official name, and you'll be directed to our site. So
all right.
I really appreciate the opportunity to share the story and tell people about our organization.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, and thank you for your service, both in the military and now.
All right, well, thank you very much for what you do in helping spread the word. I mean, you're as much a hero doing that as anybody, so I appreciate
you.
That. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. All right, let's get back to the Cannabis Cup and enjoy. We'll be back in a moment.